But
there's that murder mystery.
I told you there were hotel rooms upstairs.
Best background noise ever.
That was the bad girl room.
Yeah. I don't know if the mics picked that up.
Oh, it did.
Actually, that's just the ghost. There's really no one here.
There's
but
no
us.
One else here. Now that would be shit your pants scary.
Yeah. I can't wait till we can go to the pub and actually get out of this room.
Should we start chugging?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
All right, that's the show, everybody. Right. Thank you.
That's pretty loud up
there. Yeah.
It is.
I'm trying to hear what they're saying.
Well, downstairs tonight, there is a murder mystery.
Murder mystery, yeah.
Downstairs on the first floor, so we're probably right underneath it right now.
Yeah. Dan's cranking the mics trying here. Is this my mic you're turning up?
They're up all the way.
We're actually for a minute.
I can't even do it.
I can't.
Okay.
Wait for the gunshot.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Wait, for reals?
No.
Well, it's not a real gun.
Well, no, shit, but are they actually going to...
Maybe.
It depends on
I've heard them before. I don't know if somebody gets killed with an axe tonight. You know, the butler did it or, you know, somebody...
It's like Clue.
Oh, yeah, they got a
clue.
Yeah. Right. I don't know how
one
they
plus
died
two
tonight.
Plus two plus one plus two plus two plus two plus two.
Yeah, this is... Yeah. Murder mystery in the trailer park. That's what it sounds like down there.
That would be a couple gunshots.
Jimmy!
Maybe she stole
home
his
early.
Somebody stole somebody's Coors Light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Probably right. Stopped. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Somebody's dead then.
Yeah, that was the best interruption we've ever had. That was awesome.
That was a silent death. So that was probably a knife.
They're
something.
All dead now.
Silent but
They're
deadly.
They're all dead.
Silent but deadly. Speaking of degassing.
All right.
Ew, his brains are on the carpet.
Let's move this
it's
on.
It's all over my face.
I don't think that's a murder movie.
That's a different movie.
It's so warm.
Wait.
That came
from,
out of the Roman
That's
room.
From upstairs, is it?
Are you going to tell the IE cheese when I'm drunk joke?
It's funny.
You tell everybody.
It's because it's funny. Never mind.
Go ahead. I'll you stop. Can tell him. They're like our funny. Best friends now, so.
You know it's not going to make
we
it
were
in the
at
podcast
Memphis
because
Tap
our
room.
Listeners have heard it 1,000 times.
We were at Memphis Tap now. Room, Philly Beer Week, and David Walker was there, and I have a big crush on him.
Yes.
And I was very drunk. We had, like, DBA.
If I was going to switch to the other team for anyone... He'd probably be the one.
And we went out to the hot dog truck.
What about Mitch Steele? I thought he was up there, too.
No.
He's Sam? An awesome guy. Big respect, but he's not hot. Sam is hot.
Dude, I would grab Sam's hips. I'm serious. That dude is... It's all right. I'm okay.
Smile like a donut.
Move over, Mariah. I got it. I'll show you who got the moves like Jagger.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to listen to this podcast afterwards because there's going to be like nine, like the next 10 episodes are going to have me saying horribly homophobic things and like
the homophobic stuff. No.
Yeah.
I've seen Sam in a bunny suit. Are you jealous?
Yeah.
Wait, you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I've been knuckle deep in his butt. Where have you been?
I was gonna say, you're talking about sodomizing these. Sam Calione, which is not a homophobic thing to say. No, in fact, it's the opposite.
Not a homophobe, but a homo...
erotic?
Homoerotic, that's
what we're... I was going to say, you're very much on the other side of that right now.